Angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
That food that you can prepare so quickly may be killing you slowly, and maybe not so slowly. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the fourth part of a four-week series about a groundbreaking new book, a very useful book, one we hope you will keep close by you, especially when you're in the kitchen and when you're at the grocery store, Time Bomb. The authors sitting just to my left, professional fitness and nutrition specialist who doubles as the COO of Skywatch TV, Joe Artis Horn.
Hi, Derek.
A certified private investigator, university student of psychology, published author, and she keeps us organized here as the administrator for Skywatch TV and our sister ministry, Whispering Ponies Ranch, and Defender Publishing, Allie Anderson.
Hello.
And joining us today, a gentleman who's had a profound impact on the series of events that led to the writing and publishing of this book, Dr. Chiropractic, certified in chiropractic biophysics and meridian therapy, and an expert in nutrition, Dr. Joshua Vance. Welcome to Skywatch TV.
Thank you for having me.
Joe, for people who may not have seen earlier programs,
sure.
Just kind of recount the series of events that led to not only the publication of Time Bomb, but to Dr. Vance sitting here on the panel with us today.
Well, it should come as no surprise to those that have followed this particular series. I've talked a little bit, believe me, to try to squeeze the full, you know, myriad of things that I've been through in the last 15, 20 years into a 22-minute program, giving everybody else a chance to share is a difficult task. But if you saw the second week of Time Bomb, the series that we're doing here, you would learn that my journey has been checkered at best when it comes to my health. Started out in my youth as a recreation director at a youth camp, very fit, thought I was doing well, started to exhibit symptoms, everything from prostatidia to prostatitis. I had inflammation in my intestines. I had problems digesting food. I would go see doctors, and it was told to me that this is hereditary. A lot of people live like this. And I don't want to recap the entire long story. It's in the first chapter of the Time Bomb book, but years and years of struggling with what I didn't realize was a chronic disease, and being told that it's either hereditary or it's genetic, or that just people live like this, you need to manage your expectations. Mm-hmm. Or I was offered prescription drugs, which I was on and off of for, you know, 15 years in an effort to try to improve the quality of my life. My underlying issues would continue to advance. I would go in to see specialists. Over the last 15 years, I've been diagnosed with painful bladder syndrome. I mentioned prostatidia, prostatitis, inflammation of the prostate, irritable bowel syndrome, inflamed bowel disease. And then finally, about 6 years ago, I had a catastrophic infection event that landed me in the emergency room in the middle of the night, where I was then informed through a series of CT scans and tests that I had a new disease called diverticulosis, which in short is weak spots in the colon, deformities in the colon that make little hiding places for bacteria to fester, and then they become infected and can create lots and lots of pain and trips to the ER. These are treated with antibiotics, but every time you do it, it has kind of a point of diminished return. And of course, you're still not dealing with the underlying issue, to which I still had no knowledge of. So each round of antibiotics is only prolonging the eventual time bomb that was in my gut. I was told by the first specialist that told me that I had diverticulosis that when you have your third infection, most people find that it becomes chronic and then half of your colon needs to be removed. And I realize I'm racing through this. It's because we've got a lot of great stuff to get to tonight. But in short, I finally went through a surgery where half of my colon was removed, which has created a new myriad of health challenges for me. The recovery was more difficult than advertised. And when I didn't get better after the surgery, you can imagine what I was expecting going into it, thinking I'm going to get my life back. I'm going to feel better. This is my big moment. I'm finally going to cut out this diseased part of my colon, and I'm going to have all my energy back. I'll be able to play with my kids. And as the surgery became further and further in my rear view, I start to realize, wait a minute, I feel worse than before I had the surgery. This surgery probably did not deal directly with what the underlying cause was. I got very desperate. And finally on the phone one day, going through a detox, a food detox, trying everything I could find on Google to improve the quality of my life, my friend Mark Taylor says, dude, you're seeing the wrong people. And then he shares that he had struggled himself with lots of different things and told me that for him, where he finally started to find a turnaround spot was when he stopped seeing traditional Western medicine practitioners and he visited with a homeopathic style doctor, a doctor that used kind of a holistic natural healing approach. And for him, it was watershed. And as soon as he shared that, I had a renewed hope. Well, a long story short, and it's a very long story, along comes a man into my life that I will always be eternally grateful for. Dr. Joshua Vance. This man who also happens to be a believer was one of the first people that gave me a renewed hope. Suddenly all of these irreversible diseases that I had tried to come to grips with, I'm just gonna live like this, there was hope that these could be put into remission. And not only was it doable, it wasn't very difficult. It just came to allowing the Father to heal me using natural medicines, avoidance diet, and actual running tests that we'd never run before. Any of the people I'd ever seen, K-panels, blood work. He wanted to look at where my thyroid was, how my cortisone levels were during the day. What were my adrenal glands doing? These were things I had never even, what are you talking about? These are tests I've ever done. I've done every kind of scope. I've been in every emergency room. I've been through every kind of scan, 3 colonoscopies by the time I was 30 plus. Nobody's ever talked to me about these tests. What are you talking about? Adrenal burnout. That's a thing. He was the first one that put me on the right path to getting to what was my real underlying disease, a condition known as leaky gut syndrome. And I'm sitting here to tell you today, I'm not completely out of the woods, but my quality of life is better now than I ever dreamed it could be, and I am still on the path to 100% recovery, and I'm believing God for that last 5%.
Well, Dr. Vance, it sounds to me, as a layperson here, that there's a fundamental difference, a change in the way Joe was advised to treat his symptoms before to dealing with the underlying condition. In other words, from an outward-in approach, let's treat the symptoms with drugs to manage the pain and the infections. This is like an inside-out rebuild. Is that a fair way of...
Yes, we're trying to support the system. We're not trying to necessarily drop a nuclear bomb just to kill off disease. We're trying to figure out how to get his body back strong enough so it can fight it on its own. So it's quite a different approach overall. But here's the thing. There's times that those approaches are necessary. But in regards to recovery, is that sick people are sick. And so we're trying to build them back up so that they can continue back into their life, get their own bodies, the normal working process of the immune system, the gut, all those types of things to function, because without that, there's no full recovery.
So what is leaky gut syndrome, and how does changing one's diet influence that, change that?
Let's take it for instance. A leaky gut is, the best way I've explained it to patients is, it's like a chain link fence. And in the links in the fence, there's like water balloons in there. And that's what a normal gut lining should be. Water, you take a hose and you spray it at the fence. Water goes through those little tight junctions of the water balloon and allows it to go to the other side of the fence. In a case of leaky gut, it's like somebody come along with a BB gun and shot a bunch of holes in it. And so when food comes in, and it may be healthy food, it passes right through the barrier and it comes into contact and causes an immune system response and inflames that area of the colon. Because of that, the immune system then starts to spike and go after it as if food is a pathogen, good food even. And so the big question becomes is, how does that happen? Usually it's something that comes in there, either a weakness into the actual lining because of maybe not enough of a good bacterium in the actual gut lining, or it could be some sort of toxic chemical or a chronic exposure of a certain type of food that maybe is the body deems as being maybe almost a sensitivity to. And then the immune system reaction occurs, breaks down the barrier. And if the castle wall is broken down and the soldiers are all fighting that, it can even set up in the body to have other immune system issues, like a more of a weakness towards other types of exposures of colds and flus. Mm-hmm. It can even cause a heightened immune system response where then it starts to spin out of control and you get rogue cells going after things like maybe a thyroid, or you hear things called autoimmune illness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, something my wife has struggled with off and on. She's not now, thankfully, but over the course of her life, I've seen her struggle with that as well. The body is essentially attacking itself.
Correct.
So you can be doing what you think are the right things, or what you're being advised are the right things, eating healthy, but because your body is not configured correctly internally, the system is wrong.
Correct.
The good stuff that you're doing is actually provoking the wrong response.
It can.
Wow. We're going to continue this conversation, but we want to tell you how to get this book for your donation from the SkyWatch TV store. And when we come back, we will discuss certain acronyms, CAM, TBHQ. Why should you know about these things, and how can it change your life? The book is Time Bomb. We're talking with authors Joe Artis Horn, Allie Anderson, Dr. Joshua Vance. SkyWatch TV continues after this.
As many as 80% of Americans are carrying a time bomb. A medical crisis in their bodies right now, unaware that they will soon develop prolonged chronic illness, autoimmune disease, or even cancer. Today's frightening truth is citizens are being poisoned every single day without their knowledge. A health epidemic, largely brought on by industrialized food, is destroying our genetics and immune systems through deadly modified organisms, carcinogenic materials, and life-threatening chemicals commonly found in most of today's processed groceries. Coming this April in the groundbreaking new book, Time Bomb, by Joe Artis Horn and Allie Anderson. You'll be put in charge of your health once again as commercial marketing games are exposed and the expose of the year unveils how easy it is to avoid toxic ingredients, identify organic and safe foods, and make healthy eating affordable. You will learn how neuroscience is confirming an amazing gut-brain connection that holds the key to maintaining physical, hormonal, emotional, and mental wellness. With powerful insights from health professionals for maintaining superior physiology and reversing chronic illness without a weight loss diet, Time Bomb is set to become your most important field guide for avoiding a national health epidemic more pervasive than anyone could have ever imagined. Time Bomb.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways, to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire 4-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible.
And because we want to provide you with every tool possible to achieve optimal wellness, we're including for the first time ever, absolutely free, the international best-selling book, Time Bomb, with companion DVD. This unprecedented, groundbreaking combination reveals how to easily read food labels to avoid toxic ingredients like GMOs, pesticides, and other biosediments. What leaky gut syndrome is and how to reverse it. What neuroscience says about the miraculous gut-brain connection and more. Featuring healthcare professionals like Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, Dr. Joshua Vance, and Dr. Matthew Sams on how to achieve your optimal physiological health. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please take advantage of the exclusive content at the SkyWatch TV website and the SkyWatch TV channels on Roku, Apple TV, and the mobile app. We got a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. It works on iOS, Android, Windows Phone, even Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We've got an app for that. They're all free, and the links to the app stores are posted at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there at the website where it says mobile app. We're talking about the new book, Time Bomb. The authors, Joe Artis Horn and Allie Anderson, and with us, nutrition expert, Dr. Joshua Vance. Allie, let's bring you in here. As you did a lot of the research for the book, CAM, that is something I've only heard discussed in terms of mechanical things. What is CAM in relation to medicine and nutrition?
CAM is an acronym. It stands for Complementary and Alternative Medical Therapy. So what it is it's a category where you will find providers who are found outside of the traditional Western style medicine. They are chiropractors, acupuncturists, holistic doctors, homeopathic doctors, anybody who provides care who is not found within the typical realm of what we would perceive to be standardized Western medical practice probably falls under the heading of CAM.
Mm, okay. Now, Joe, the changes that you've made in your diet, you know, we eat lunch at SkyWatch TV on a daily basis together, which is kind of a great thing because we have a lot of fun and we... You ought to hear some of the conversations over the lunch table. It's really but watching your diet and you change, you know, I think I over the last year or so, I've been eating a lot healthier, but there are things that I'm...
You've lost a lot of weight, too.
Well, thank you, but all I've done is just try to cut out some junk carbs and things, and I'm still eating things that you don't touch. So what is the difference between eating, say, a... And I imagine there are a lot of people who think that they're eating healthy if they just eliminate certain high-fat foods.
Right.
What does it mean to really go onto the type of program that you're on to heal, to begin to repair a leaky gut?
That's a pretty loaded question. Probably one of the easiest way for me to describe it would be to give you a couple of examples, but then give people at home, if they want to research this, a couple of things they can look at online. The GAPS diet. GAPS, it stands for gastrointestinal and psychological, or the paleo diet. It's way different than just your standard Atkins diet. You're going to cut out breads and carbs and things like that. And it actually, it's not just about removing from your diet. In my case, for example, Dr. Joshua ran an IgG panel on me to find out genetically what I might have a food sensitivity towards. And I was surprised to find my results. I found out that I had mild sensitivities to quinoa, which I was eating in an effort to try to heal my gut. Apples, the old saying that an apple a day keeps the doctor, well, unless you have a food sensitivity to it, and then you might actually be injuring yourself. So my diet is a removal of a ton of stuff like that, but it also includes things like curcumin. And again, this is all Josh put me on a protocol of some very specialized things. Vitamin B support for my adrenals. I take a lot of dandelion root, and I make herbal teas out of that to help with digestion. So it's a lot of things that might sound obscure on the surface, and it took me a while to get used to it, but the benefits have far outweighed the time that it takes to incorporate it into my lifestyle. Other more generic examples might include, rather than eating like a hard-to-digest steak or a red meat, I'll take a fish option. usually salmon. I try to avoid anything farm-raised. I'll try to get things that are wild-caught, and I do the best research I can about where the fish is coming from so there's no lead. But really, what we're trying to do with the Time Bomb book, before we run out of time, is we wanted to make this project way bigger than my experience, my journey, my gut, my particular list of issues, and to expose this leaky gut syndrome for what it is, because it's behind a lot of people out there who are struggling with autoimmune disease. Things like fibromyalgia. There's a ton of research right now for pain sufferers that are dealing with that. As they improve the gut, vast improvements are made to the quality of the rest of their life. Crohn's disease, lupus. These are all diseases, autoimmune diseases, that can be either completely reversed or put into tremendous categories of remission based on gut care.
Leaky gut sets our system up to have low-grade inflammation. Today, we know that if we can target inflammation, we can go after most people's suffering, whether that's a joint inflammation or something of that nature. But inflammation, bottom line, when the whole system is inflamed because you have a leaky gut, it carries over into almost everything.
So even things like arthritis.
That's right. Right.
So what are some of the things that we're eating that are leading to this sort of syndrome?
There's all different types of foods, but the biggest thing is our body can't handle some of the loads of that. There is some toxic chemicals, things like that are in our diet. They're everything from having how plastics affect us to those types of things. But specifically is about not taking care of our diet. So if I was going to say to a patient and say, okay, how did I get this? Most likely, somewhere along the line, your diet was not as good as it should be. And like, for instance, eating high refined carbohydrates. Those are notorious for causing changes in our overall health. We know that everything from diabetes to heart disease, those types of things. Well, our gut lining also has that effect. So it can be just the fact that we weren't being diligent enough with those things, and all of a sudden we get a breach in the wall. And then from that standpoint, like for instance, people can be, from an innocent standpoint, thinking that apples were a good food for them to eat.
Right.
But when somebody has a leaky gut, things that seem healthy are also going to turn into an immune system response and the inflammation, and that leads us down another path. So I got a great example of that is I've had numerous patients who come in thinking that just from an apple, and it was I eat an apple a day and I drink green tea, and then come to find out when we run a certain panel on that of what's called a delayed hypersensitivity reaction, they're positive for an immune system response to it, and they look and they say, I'm eating and drinking this stuff thinking it's healthy for me, but yet it's actually adding fuel into a flame.
When the snowball starts rolling downhill, keeps getting bigger and bigger.
That's right. And don't forget that for years and years, I dealt with, issues with digestion, irregularity, and I didn't always feel it in my gut. That happened later in the advancing stages. So basically with this project, what we really want to do is to let people know that there is hope for you, whatever you're struggling with. If you're out there and you're dealing with autoimmune disease, if you're dealing with inflammation, if you're dealing with pain, if you're dealing with something that is your time bomb and nobody's ever been able to provide insight for you, it is really worth, I cannot stress this enough, it is really worth looking at alternative medicine. Find somebody that fits that category of a homeopathic type doctor, a chiropractor who also studies in herbalism or acupuncture. You may be shocked at the hope that you find.
Well, Joe, for the last 3 weeks, you've been running what you call the SkyWatch TV Time Bomb Weekly Challenge. And this week, you're talking about a food that was a staple for me in my younger days, those noodles that you just pour a little water on, stick in the microwave. What is the deal with those? What is TBHQ, and what is the challenge for our viewers this week?
That's right, Derek. Every week we're challenging our viewers to cut out one ingredient from their lives starting today and forever. This week's is a mouthful. It's tertiary butyl hydroquinone. What a mouthful. More easily pronounced, TBHQ. This stuff is tied to liver dysfunction, kidney dysfunction, neurological disorders, and about five different brands of cancer. You will find this in tons of canned soups, the happy little alphabet-shaped soups that you might be feeding your children, tons and tons of like ramen. A lot of kids in college are eating top ramen-type foods.
That was,
And these little Chinese, $1 Chinese oriental food-themed like microwave noodle packs. you're riddled with TBHQ. So cut TBHQ out of your lives and forever. Please, we implore you.
What's it do? I mean, why is it there?
TBHQ, it's used as a preservative, but like so many of the artificial preservatives we see being used in food today that the FDA has full knowledge of, they're still devastating to the body.
You ever wonder how they can put food on a shelf and have it sit there for years at a time before you use it? I guess this is why. It can't be, food is not intended to last naturally forever. If it's killing any bacteria that's living on it, just imagine what it's doing to the bacteria in your gut. Now, Joe, you wrote previously the book Dead Pets Don't Lie, and this is a problem. Having read the audiobook version of it, I got a real in-depth education on how ingredients like this affect our dogs and cats.
That's right. We don't have time to go into the details tonight in a forum like this. We are just about out of time. But viewers should know that next week, we're going to play a special broadcast, very similar to the Time Bomb expose, but it's basically going to be on your pets and some of the scams and some of the big lies that the big commercial pet food industries are pulling over your eyes every single day. So if you follow the Time Bomb program and you're scratching your head, it doesn't just end with humankind. These same tricks and scams, these same artificial dyes and preservatives, the same brands of stuff that you see bringing people to premature death, autoimmune disease, and so forth, also applies to our furry critters. Mm. You cannot accept a bag of pet food just because there's a picture of an actor in a lab coat on the front. And so that's going to be next week's program and also a part of the special offer that we're making available with Time Bomb.
Mm. It's worth the time to do the research because you have to be the last line of defense between what comes from the grocery store and what goes into you and your family. Your family, you are worth it. And the government won't do it for you. The food industry won't do it for you. The information you need to do it is right here. Time Bomb, the book, Joe Artis Horn, Allie Anderson, the authors, Dr. Joshua Vance, thank you. And thank you for your help for our brother Joe. We appreciate that. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.